Well, we've got a very funny web series coming back for a second season. Alice Sneddon's Bad News will be coming to RNZ in the spin-off next week. It tackles some of Aotearoa's most contentious social and political issues. And we thought we'd better invite Alice into the studio to tell us more about it. Hi.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, big TV star.
Thank you so much.
How did you enjoy the first season being out in the world?
I loved it in the end. I remember when the first episode dropped, I was like, oh no, I've got no idea what we've made here. But then the response was, you know, largely positive and negative from the right people. So I was like, great, we've done it.
What's the premise of the series?
Well, the initial premise of the series was that we were going to kind of take civic and social issues and find a way to make them all about me. yeah. I guess parroting narcissism and also my general outlook on life. And then I don't know if we've necessarily stuck to that, but basically it's me. It's like an opinion column in video format where I tend to find out I'm wrong. Depending on where I start at the beginning of it.
Okay.
But it's me finding out about stuff, really, in a hopefully entertaining way.
So you pick an issue?
Yeah, pick an issue. Generally, we try and find something that's not necessarily getting a lot of airtime other places. And I just by the nature of who I am, I generally start out with a pretty strong opinion on that, sometimes based in fact and sometimes just feeling. And, yeah, then we find out why it's the way that it is.
And was the idea for the series based at all out of your experiences writing a column for the newspaper? I know you wrote a very funny column for the Sunday Star Times.
Yes, I did write a column. Do you know, it really wasn't. Like, I had an interest in, like, social justice issues. I was going to be a, you know, defense lawyer and save the world. And then I got kind of parlayed into comedy. And this was just, like, a way of combining my two interests. Mm-hmm. I'd love to say that it had some sort of grander, you know, ambition. But at the time, it was really, like, how can I find a way to stay involved in what I was initially, like, excited about?
Right.
And, yeah, it's managed to become like a great hybrid of the two things that I'm most interested in.
Where does Susan DeVoy fit in?
Well, we spoke to her for an episode on treaty partnership. So we spoke to her as the former Race Relations Commissioner just to get her take on what that role was like and what her experience was and how she'd changed kind of throughout the course of being in the role.
She got a lot of flack very early on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
and
tough.
I was interested in what it takes to change your point of view on things. You know, it's very easy to criticize people and oftentimes they deserve that criticism. But I was kind of curious as to what's the response to that, you know, especially now. I think a lot of people are kind of doing like a self-reckoning about how they can change, how they can be better. So I was interested in that curve of, like, experience equaling, you know, evolution.
Were you impressed by Susan DeVoy?
Yeah, I did like her. Yeah, I did. And I think that she has done a lot of, like, personal and political growth in that role. I mean, I don't know if that role is the most appropriate place to be doing that growth in, but I could see that she was extremely passionate about what she was doing and that, you know, by the time she was finished there, she was falling on the right side of issues. And I know that she got a lot of good advice and guidance through that. But from speaking to her as well and looking at the Human Rights Commission, I was like, well, there's a whole lot of work that needs to be done in this area, full stop.
What do you mean?
Well, one of the things that I was most fascinated about with her is that her role as Race Relations Commissioner was not necessarily to deal with specifically Māori and Pākehā relations. It was just other minorities, and that there was an Indigenous Commissioner who dealt more specifically with that. At the time, that position was only part-time, and currently that role's not even filled. So, like, that was something that was pretty fascinating to me, that the Race Relations Commissioner was not necessarily across that sort of stuff, and that an Indigenous Commissioner role was only part-time.
Yeah.
That was kind of, I don't know, like a very tangible example of something where I was like, what are we doing here?
A bit of a loophole, because if you get an issue affecting Māori people and you take it to Race Relations and she says, well, it's not my bag, and she points over to this office over there and you go there, there's no one in the office.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Well, exactly. And then even when, you know, there was a large gap of the Race Relations Commissioner as well before we had one filling that role. So I don't know. It's interesting, I guess, in terms of what role does the Human Rights Commission play in New Zealand? How do we treat those roles? And how much importance we place on them.
You played Susan Devoy at squash?
Yes.
Is she any good?
No, shocking. She's so good. It was honestly a humiliating experience. She was one of my sporting heroes growing up. Not that I really played squash or anything, but you can't, like, deny her huge achievement.
Yeah.
And I always, like, fancied myself a bit of an athlete.
Dame Susan Devoy, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Susan Devoy, and the trailer for Bad News begins with you walking through some Shortland Street doors and then ripping your shirt open.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, technically speaking, my shirt is already open.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just adding that bit in.
It flies in the wind as I come through the doors.
Was that a fun scene to make?
Yes, I did enjoy that. I was slightly anxious about it. That's for an episode we do on the depiction of women on screen and women's nudity versus men's nudity.
Yeah.
So to make a statement, I decided to film a bunch of scenes topless and then take them to a broadcasting standards authority and see why they were viewed differently to men being topless. On screen.
Is your premise that it's okay for men to be topless to show their nipples
on
New Zealand television, but not for women?
Yes, and it was kind of part of a wider discussion, I guess, about when we choose to objectify and sexualize women and when we don't, and how those are kind of being driven by patriarchal standards, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, so often women are sexualized in positions where they don't want to be sexualized. They're just going about their day. And then when we are just, again, going about our day, but we happen to be topless, it's like, that's too much for us. We can't take that.
Mm.
So it was just about that discussion of that balance about how do you drive a discussion where it's like, let me choose when I want to be objectified, I guess.
It's a pretty ambitious interview, issues rather.
Yeah, they are ambitious.
Yeah.
But I think they're also like work at a micro level about like how does that operate day to day, you know.
Who's on your team putting this together?
So I created it with my friend Leon Wadham, who directed the series. And it was financed and funded through the RNZ, NZ On Air Innovation Fund. So they're our primary platform. And Leon and I have lived together for years and kind of been interested in similar things. And he's a director. And so he just came on board really early in the first season and he's been invaluable. And then the spin-off as well are our secondary platform and they produced it for us. And
great.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. I felt so grateful to do a second season.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
It's called Alice Sneddon's Bad News. Alice, before you go,
mm-hmm.
Boners of the Heart.
Yes.
Now, we have a podcast review section here on Afternoons, and a couple of people have mentioned this as a favourite podcast.
Oh, really?
This is you and Rose Mathafel.
Yes, shame on them.
Yeah. Is that all closed down now? Are you making episodes?
No, it carries on, but in a regular time frame and at our discretion.
Mm-hmm.
We revived it while we were both in isolation together after we'd come back from the UK. And we're actually about to go back over to the UK to resume the work that we were doing, and we will again be stuck in a house together. So I'm sure that it will start back up again.
What are you working on in the UK?
We're doing a show over there called Starstruck, which is a Rose Mathafel comedy that we wrote together.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Congratulations on your happy success.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and when is this launch? What day?
Monday.
Great.
Monday.
Alice Sneddon's Bad News. Nice to have you on.
Thank you.